Welcome, everyone. I'm Kimberly Boschman, and this is the Intentionally Intuitive Podcast. In this episode, we're going to take a look at each life path number, the forecast for the full moon that will be occurring on December 26, 2023. Before we get into the forecast, this, of course, is a general reading. If you would like a personalized reading or your year ahead forecast, please book some time with me. My information is in the description box below, and I would love to work with you and take a look. All right, let's go ahead and dive in. Life path number five. So this full moon is actually bringing forth your own energies of the five and the 14. So you're working with a 14-5 energy. And you're also going to be working with Jaguar energy. So with this full moon, it's happening. It's the last full moon of 2023. It's happening in the sign of Cancer. It's a full moon, right? So I'm seeing this as an opportunity because we're also in a Mercury retrograde. So there's a lot going on here around like endings, completion, closing something out, sort of an opportunity to review or revisit things from this past year. And so the fact that you're working with your own energy as well as the vibration of the 14, there's definitely something here about reviewing or revisiting anything this year that maybe you wish you would have put a little bit more focus into or seen through to completion, right? And this isn't a judgment, but for fives, there can be that because it's such a fast-moving energy and there's usually a lot coming in for fives. And so they like to have, typically, they like to have their hands in a lot of different pots, right? And that can create sort of this scattered energy where the focus sort of diminishes. And so you might pick something up and then don't see the gratification from it. And so you put it back down and you say, okay, I'm bored. I'm moving on to the next thing. Because again, it's a very fast moving energy. And also it can be this energy where you start something and you tell yourself, well, this is too difficult or I can't do this. So I'm not going to see it through. You sort of get frustrated with it potentially, right? And so you could not see the rewards to some things because you maybe gave up on them too soon. And especially because you're working with the 14 around this time, you've got that vibration of the four. The four slows everything down. It asks us to refine. It asks us to focus on the steps, to see things through to completion, to commit to something and follow through with it. Which can sometimes be like this feeling of tug of war with five energy, because again, you see it, you want it, you're going to go after it, you want to experience it, and then you want to move on to the next thing, right? There's a lot of change, a lot of fluidity with the five energy. And the four just becomes like the sort of parental unit that's like, oh, you got to eat your peas before you can go out and play or something, right? So there can be this energy of sort of revisiting things this year that maybe you might have given up on too quickly, that maybe you want to revisit and try again, that maybe, I don't know, maybe you wanted to learn to play the piano, but you expected to be Mozart, you know, right out the gate. And so you didn't see that instant return of investment or that gratification. And so you gave up on it. And so you might see that you feel that push or that tug to revisit whatever this is and try again and see, can you commit to it a little bit longer and a little bit longer if you still have interest in it? And see it through to completion and see what rewards you sort of gain from that. So you could see a lot of that sort of coming up. The other thing is you could see some changes around your identity at this time, how you present yourself into the world, how you move through the world, how you share your ideas and how you express yourself because of that one energy. So, but there's also something here that's saying, just make sure you commit to it, that you go all in and that you focus your energy there. Definitely something coming up here around focus. And I'm really, again, getting something around like revisiting something that maybe just deserves a little bit more of your attention, your time, and your commitment. And you will see the results from it. You will get the rewards. And that can be around relationships. That can be around career, hobbies, you name it. Health or whatever, right? Something to do with identity, with your personal, again, health, that you maybe started and then gave up on because you didn't see the results quick enough, that these themes can all kind of come up around this time. Just asking you to revisit. If it's something where you're like, nope, I'm over it, I'm done with it, I don't want that, then that's okay. Don't revisit that. Don't pick that back up. But if it's something where it's like, maybe you could just give it a little bit more time, then this is a great time to try again to see what happens. You're also, of course, working with the energy of Jaguar. So with Jaguar, there's definitely something here about profound transformation. But for transformation to occur, again, it's something we have to commit to. It's something that we have to move through, and that takes time. Transformation typically, sometimes it can happen really quickly, but typically transformation is something that happens over the course or a period of time, right? And so it takes us continuing to show up and putting forth that effort. So there could be something here where sort of you want to move in a different direction, but the universe keeps pushing you back to this one thing that really needs your attention and your commitment to transform it. And that can be uncomfortable sometimes, but with Jaguar and all these other energies that you're working with at this time, you could feel that you're kind of pushed back in that direction to see it through, to transform whatever that is. Which of course, again, is going to require you to focus your energy onto whatever this is. With Jaguar, again, there's like sort of this stalking energy. So it does move slowly. It does have sort of a strategy. It's very strategic. It has a plan. And so the four in that 14, 14, 5 is that plan, is that strategy. So there's definitely something here where it doesn't have to be about something about the past. It can be something new that's coming in for you, that's asking you to commit to it and have some kind of a strategy or a plan, perhaps for the new year, perhaps something that you want to embark on in the new year. And so this is a great time to really get serious about it, create your business plan, your strategy, whatever the case may be. Get organized, hold yourself accountable. If you have to have an accountability partner or buddy, this is a great time to sort of ask someone to do that for you or to be that for you, to help to, again, sort of focus those energies so that you can see it through to completion. I would say that whatever you start at this time or whatever comes in for you at this time is absolutely going to require commitment, your effort, your assertiveness, that sort of strategic plan, because you do have that energy of the one and the four that's sort of interplaying here, and Jaguar energy. So if you are starting something at this time, like, just sort of keep this in the back of your head. Don't give up on it too quickly. Do not give up on it too quickly. Check in with yourself and make sure your heart's still in it, but don't give up on it too quickly. If you're bored or if you're like, I'm not seeing the results quick enough, don't give up on it. See it through to completion. Whatever you start at this time is really asking you to see it through to completion and then make a decision about it at that point. So I hope it is a beautiful full moon for you all, and happy holidays to each of you. Take care, and I will see you soon. Bye for now.